Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Millsy. President-elect Joe Biden is now warning of dire consequences if President Donald Trump and his administration continue to refuse to coordinate with his transition team, especially when it comes to the coronavirus pandemic and vaccine distribution plans.
More people may die if we don't coordinate. If we have to wait until January 20th to start that planning, it puts us behind over a month, month and a half. And so it's important that it be done, that there be coordination. Now.
Yet the outgoing president refuses to bend to pressure from Democrats or Republicans as he continues to dispute his loss to Biden, who takes office January 20th. Most of Team Trump's legal challenges have fizzled. The U.S. now averages a staggering 145,000 new coronavirus cases a day, meaning about 100 people are diagnosed with the virus every single minute. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
The situation has never been more dire.
State after state is cracking down. Across the country, nearly 70,000 people are now hospitalized with COVID, far more than during the previous peaks in April and July. In South Dakota, a nurse tells the American ABC she's had patients on their deathbeds still questioning whether the virus is a hoax.
They don't want to believe that COVID is real. And their last dying words are, this can't be happening, it's not real.
A man back home in Colorado now, after four agonizing weeks in hospital, most of that time on a ventilator, says people like the ones that nurse is talking about have it totally wrong.
This is not a hoax. This is not fake news. This is not the flu.
Meanwhile, Trump is expected to cut a significant number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan and a smaller number in Iraq by the final days of his presidency. That's an issue he campaigned on. But on Capitol Hill, the top Republican, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who usually supports Trump, says this move is wrong.
A rapid withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan now would hurt our allies and delight the people who wish us harm.
Trump's order to cut the U.S. force in Afghanistan to 2,500 is to be completed on January 15th, 5 days before he leaves office. Millsy and Basil, that means Joe Biden will become the fourth president to grapple with a still smoldering conflicts launched in the aftermath of the September 11th, 2001 attacks.